Word of God, from John's Gospel, chapter 16. John's Gospel, chapter 16, and verse 33. My title today is, We Are Able to Overcome. We are able to overcome. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances, we are able to overcome. John's Gospel, chapter 16, and verse 33. These are the words of Jesus. And he says these, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. You know, I've said to you in the past that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And when you and I are in a relationship, when we have asked the Lord Jesus into our hearts and lives, there is one guarantee that should be there for each and every one of us and for us to experience, and that is the peace of God. The peace of God. No matter what is going on around us, no matter what is being said on the news, there should be peace in our lives. And if there's not, then it's because we've drifted away from God. And we need to draw closer to God. Because Jesus said, I am the Prince of Peace. When Jesus was on the boat, and when he was fast asleep, and he'd said to his disciples, come on, we're going to the other side of the lake. And he went to sleep because he had made a declaration. Because the words of our mouth are powerful. Amen? And so as we speak life and we speak our destiny, they're powerful. And it forces and gives us a direction to go for. And Jesus said, come, let us go to the other side. Jesus did not say, well, come, let us go and sink in the sea. He said, come, let us go to the other side. And so as they journeyed, the storm blew up. Jesus was fast asleep in the boat, as we know. And suddenly the disciples came over and, you know, the boat was rocking anyway. But Jesus was still fast asleep. And the boat's rocking and bouncing, and it's so bad that the disciples who were fishermen said, we're going to die. We're going to drown. We're going to die. Jesus! Wake up! Don't you know we are sinking? Excuse me, but did I not say, let us go to the other side? As you know, Jesus stands on the very front of the boat, and he speaks to the wind, and he speaks to the waves, and he says, peace, be still. Why did they obey him? Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And when we keep Jesus in the very center of our lives, we will know the peace of God. And because we know the peace of God, then we can be the overcomers that God is calling us to be. That God is creating us to be overcomers in Christ Jesus. Yeah? Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. Verse 31 says this. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Hey? So whoever stands against us stands against who? God. You've got it. So if somebody comes against us, that's 4 points, that's full marks. If somebody stands against us, they're standing against God. Remember that. When there's troubles, when there's difficulties, remember, if God is for you, who can be against us? So I suppose the question is God for you? You sure about that? Is God for you? Good. I'm glad you're certain about that. Because God is for us. Because Jesus has come into our lives and God is for us. He's not against us. God is not there waiting to punish you. God is there waiting to embrace you. God is waiting to whisper secrets and give you instructions and to bless you with everything that heaven has got. And so here Paul says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? There's no charge. God wants to give to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God wants to give into your life. And there's no charge. Just give yourself to Him. It's an exchange. The life that you have, that has gone on in the past, has been a difficult life, has been a very challenging life, and has been a life that was heading for death. But the life in Christ Jesus is a life with joy, peace, a future, a hope. Jesus came to give us a future. Jesus came to give us hope. Jesus came to give us peace. We have that as we accept Jesus into our lives and we make Him our Lord and Savior. Then we have a sure and certain hope. We have a purpose in life and we have a destination that He intends us to reach. And that is to come into His very presence. To come into the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. To know Him. Verse 33 says, who can bring a charge against God's elect? God is one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is He who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. Right now, no matter what is going on in your life, the Lord Jesus is there. At the right hand of the Father, whispering your name. Speaking your name. Talking about you. Saying good things about you. Not calling you nasty names. But speaking good over your life. Mind blowing, isn't it? That He can speak about you, He can speak about you, He can speak about you, He can speak about you. And God hears and knows. Wow. The Bible says, we sing that song, actually, that chorus, I have a destiny. I know I shall fulfill. Martin knows he has a destiny and a purpose in life. The devil knew that and wanted to stop it. Wanted to destroy it. The devil wants to stop and destroy each and every one of us. But when we take and place our hands in the hand of Jesus, when we put our trust in God, He says that we become more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? no matter what it is that comes against us, it cannot separate us from God. That's great to know, isn't it? No matter what comes against you, it cannot separate you from God. Verse 36 says, just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Christ who loved us. It is amazing to realize that through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, this verse says that because of all of that, that suddenly it makes us overwhelming conquerors. So when you have a conqueror that comes against you, and you're in Christ, you just overwhelm the conqueror. You just destroy the conqueror. You just wipe them out with a word. Say the word. Say the word. Reminds me that, just think that statement of saying the word, when the centurion said to Jesus, you do not have to come to my house to heal my servant. Just say the word. Say the word. Say the word. And as we say the word, we've got to believe that that word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it will bring down principalities and powers. It will destroy the works of the enemy. But the word that we have to say is the word of God. It's the word of God that changes things. It's the word of God that sets us free. It's the word of God that heals us. And it's lovely to see our young people with the Bibles, because that word will change your destiny. That word will set you on a plan and a purpose in God. That word will keep you secure. And that word will establish you. Just say the word, he says. We're overwhelmingly conquerors. Nothing shall separate us. Verse 38 says, 39 says, neither height nor depth or anything created shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Isn't that great? Nothing. This is Paul's statement. Nothing can separate you from God's love. I am so excited about that. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our Lord. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Make Him your focus. And as you make Jesus the very center of your life, other things begin to come in order. Nothing is able to separate us from God. The devil wants to separate us. He'll test you. He'll attack you. But keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Keep your eyes in the Word of God. Find the promises in God's Word. I see you've done some underlining. You know, years ago people said, oh, you've defiled the Word of God. No, I've just made it personal to me. Because I guess some of those are what God has said to you, and you want to keep them so they jump out to you. Is that right? Yeah, well, it's right. It's your Bible. It's your relationship with Jesus. Yeah. And it is so important. So, let the Word of God be a living, sharp, two-edged sword. Make it personal. Make it yours. It is so important. The Word of God is what gives us life. the Word of God is Jesus. And you know, we are able to conquer. We're created to be overcomers. Amen? We're not created to be under the thumb. We're not created to be crushed and dominated by evil forces, but we're created to rule and reign. We're created to be the overcomers. We're created to rule and reign in Christ Jesus. We're not the losers looking for a way out. We're the winners ready to take hold of the full victory in Christ Jesus. That's who we are. We're not looking for an escape route. We're looking for the victory road. We're looking for the road that takes us right to the very throne room. We're looking for the road that gives us everything that there is in Christ Jesus. And we're looking to receive Christ and the fullness of God in our lives. So let me just encourage you. We are well able to overcome. We are well able to overcome. God said to Joshua, "You're well able to overcome." Let us be overcomers. God's intention for you and for me is not failure, but it is success. God has not come to harm us, but God has come to embrace us, love us, and set us free. Let's remember that. And let us together stand together and be overcomers in Christ Jesus. Continue to pray for this area in which we are, that we shall be overcomers over circumstances and situations, and that families will start coming in, and that lives will be changed through the power of the gospel. Lives will be changed through the fact that as we pray, the power of the gospel and the church changes people's lives. That your testimony, your life, will change the lives of others. Get on fire for Jesus. Be passionate about what God has for you. Don't let the fire go out. Keep it burning. Let it burn. And as it burns with great fury and eagerness and heat, we will be the overcomers. We will stand in the place where God has called us to stand, and we shall be the overcomers in Christ Jesus. Amen. So let me just encourage you. We are well able to overcome in Christ Jesus. It is through His Word. Be an overcomer. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.